From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our gospel program. Today we're turning to John chapter 10, the verses 31 to 42, our subject, the violence of man against the Savior. Recent events in the news remind us of how timeless is the Word of God, for men still show bitter animosity toward the lovely person of our Savior. More about that in a moment, as we turn to that passage in John's Gospel. First of all, let's have a hymn. It's the hymn, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit.
Our subject this morning is a violence of man against the Savior. We're looking at the verses 31 to 42 of John chapter 10. Let us first of all note that neither the preaching nor the miracles of the Lord Jesus impressed the people. He had done no man any injury. Rather, he had healed countless multitudes. Matthew chapter 12 and the verse 15 reads, Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. That must have happened many times during our Savior's ministry. And yet here he is, threatened by the crowd. He was no robber or murderer. He had gone about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. There was no fault or blemish in his character. He was perfect and spotless, and yet men hated him. In truth, men hated Christ not for his faults, for he had none, but for his perfections. This hatred is a fulfillment of that which was prophesied of Christ. They hated me without a cause. John chapter 15 and the verse 25. Men hate to see the likeness of God in a life. Holiness will draw men's fire. They are convicted and troubled in their conscience by the holiness seen in others. Why did Cain kill his brother Abel? We are told by the Apostle John. Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 12. Why did the Jews hate Christ? Because he spoke the truth and exposed their pretense and their sham, their hypocrisy and their sin. Of course, it was not just the Jews of 2,000 years ago that showed this animosity. No, every nation and every race in every age has since shown the same bitter hatred of the gospel message when it has been proclaimed. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. John chapter 7 and the verse 7. If any man walks in obedience to Christ's word, and thus manifests the righteousness of Christ in his life, he too will be hated. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15 and the verse 18. Note the Savior's use of the Holy Scriptures in answering his enemies. Consider verses 32 to 36. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God.'" The meaning and force of our Savior's argument is obvious. If, he says, in a book which you Jews admit to be of divine authority, and all whose expressions are perfectly faultless, men which have received a divine communication to administer justice to the people of God as magistrates are called gods and sons of the highest, is it not absurd to bring a charge of blasphemy against one who has a higher commission than they, and who presented far more evidence of his commission, because he calls himself the Son of God? You dare not charge blasphemy on the psalmist. Why do you charge it on me? Your magistrates are called God's sons, and may not your Messiah claim the same title? He thus reasoned with the Jews from their own scriptures, and they had not a word to say in reply. Please note that the Savior said, "The scriptures cannot be broken." Verse 35. Please bear that in mind, dear listener. The Bible is of divine origin, and all that it says will come to pass. not one of its promises, of its declarations, or of its undertakings will be broken. Finally, notice what a powerful evidence of the Messiahship of Jesus were the miracles that he wrought. The majority of the Savior's miracles were done in the presence of his enemies. He demonstrated in a most public fashion who he was. It was for that reason he appealed to these evil men as he did. "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him." Verses 37 and 38. As was later said of the power that accompanied the apostles' ministry, even so the enemies of Christ would likewise have to confess of his miracles that they were genuine. The leaders of the Jews, some years later, when dealing with the apostles and trying to suppress their preaching, conferred together. And we read in Acts chapter 4, in the verses 16 and also in the verse 22, what they were forced to admit. "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom the miracle of healing was showed. I say to you, as did Peter, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." 2 Peter 1:16. The gospel is no fable or myth, and time and eternity will show that to be so. But for many, it will be too late to recognize then the truth of the Bible. Today, receive the message of salvation from the pages of the old book. It has withstood the onslaughts of countless thousands of skeptics and detractors. But while they have disappeared, the Bible and its wonderful message lives on. Oh, believe it today, to the saving of your soul. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.